you guys and gals, this is Trevor with Carrot, and I got a really, really special episode of the Carrot Cast coming at you today. And we've got a bunch of awesome guests in the studio today, and actually this is the first time that I've used the studio since last Carrot Cam, so special occasions for in here anyway. So if the audio sounds a lot better, that's awesome, we're in our fancy studio. But so this is Carrot Cam Spring 2018, and we're just wrapping up day two. And man, we have some amazing investors from all around the country. Lots of East Coasters, some Midwest, West Coasters. And I know for me, before I bring in and introduce a lot of the campers, I know for me, it's like these events are always really, really cool because I get to meet everyone in person. I get to shake hands. Don't get to do that too often with our clients who are all over the country. And also, like, honestly, it makes me think bigger, you know. And every single time I'm here, I'm just really impressed at what our clients are doing and just what people are doing in general to think big and run really, really great businesses. So we're going to kind of go around the room really quick. We'll quickly introduce the investors here, kind of what they're doing, and kind of talk about their takeaways, whether it's from Carrot Camp or just some things that they're going to be doing to tackle the year. Of course, this isn't going to be a long episode, but more than anything, as people are listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast, I just want to make sure that you're, number one, surrounding yourself with great people, you know, because great people are really what fuel you in your business and in your life. That's the big thing. And find those places to do that, whether it's Carrot Camp or a mastermind, you make something locally, or you just form an online mastermind yourself, whatever, surround yourself with great people. So I'm going to start to the left of me, and first I'll introduce David Wolf. But David, introduce yourself, let people kind of know who you are, first of all, what your business looks like, and dude, what were your biggest takeaways from Carrot Camp that you're going to take back and execute, whether it's in life or business?
I'm David. I think you just kind of said it. So our market is Florida and Georgia. I'm primarily in Orlando. And I mean, it was just a good balance of, you know, lead generation based stuff, but also just work-life balance and, you know, how to do successful things by, you know, generating leads for motivated sellers. You know, obviously on the Carrot platform, we spent a lot of time talking about that. But then also if you achieved everything you wanted financially, you know, what does that look like? You know, how do you get ultimately to the goal, which I think is happiness. So we spent some good time talking about that as well. And, came back rejuvenated and excited to put everything we did into action. So,
and I almost killed you on the mountain bike trail too.
He did. He tried. He tried.
No, and David's in some awesome stuff. Like what he mentioned there, we don't have time to on this one. Maybe we'll get him back for a full Carrot Cast. I'd love to have you, man. He's doing so many cool business things. Like every time he'd whip out this new thing, like, oh, he's also doing this. That's one thing when you surround yourself with great people. You find that people think really, really big, and David's one of those guys. So, dude, appreciate the heck out of you coming out. I was pumped having conversations with you in the truck. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was a blast to be here, and these guys are awesome. So I'm definitely going to be back.
I love it, man. Dustin, dude. So you're supposed to be here for Carrot Camp number one.
That's right. Didn't quite make it.
Didn't make it. Good for good reason, though.
Yeah. I didn't have the baby. My wife had a baby, so... Yeah, it's been a blessing, obviously, to have him, but Miss Carrot Camp for sure. So
to add context, so you're in the Utah market, and just without sharing too much sensitive data, kind of what scale is your business right now? I know you guys have employees. You're doing lots of deals.
So scale-wise, we have 11 team members on our team there in Salt Lake, and we are looking to hit our goal this year at 2.4 million. So just kind of scale wise, and we're super excited. We hit our goal last year and we're looking to hit our goal this year. So, can't ask for anything more.
I love it, dude. So you mean Kylie Newbold, he's over there hiding out in the back. We were talking at lunch yesterday and, I may be butchering it a little bit, but we really didn't have a chance to bring up the combo we had with the rest of the group. And I know we were talking about kind of passion and that struggle that a lot of us have where, we're trying to build passion into our business. We go, okay, we hear Gary Vaynerchuk and people like that go, hey, well, take your passion and make that your business. If you love purple beanie babies and whatever, like be the best purple beanie baby person in the world, right? Yeah. And I've heard that advice and we started talking about it and it sounds like there was a little bit of a breakthrough for you, me and Kylie on that. And if you can kind of talk about that a little bit from what you remember on from the combo.
Yeah, no, it was a great conversation that we had, and it was like a 10-minute conversation, but a lot of things happened during those 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of going back to the beanie baby example. You talked about a thing. You know, a thing is your passion, and everybody refers to their passion as a thing. But what was kind of an aha moment for you as you were explaining it too was it's more the feeling that, that you get from doing that thing that becomes your passion, what drives that thing. And so if you think of it as more of the feeling that you're getting by doing that thing and making that your passion, so you kind of went into the feeling that you get when you serve or you give, and that's what helped you develop your whole side of Carrot with giving to, I know you mentioned the biking when you guys bought bikes for them and charities and things like that. And so it really kind of opened my mind, like, okay, I've been so stressed to, like, I don't have a passion, but then to kind of think back, well, it's not necessarily the thing, but it's the feeling, and to be aware of the feelings that I'm having. And so it was funny during yesterday with the biking, it was just like, talk about passion, you know, like the feelings I was having going mountain biking. It's the first time I've ever really been mountain biking, and it was it was a lot of fun. So
that was funny. And Kylie, you were in on that. You'd come up here real quick. You're in on that too, because I think that applies to everyone. Where, you know, when Dustin asked that, he said, "Man, I forgot what my passions were. Sometimes I forget how to have fun and things like that." And I know I've been there, and I still am sometimes. And that's where I was kind of going through my brain bank. I'm like, man, I'm like, a lot of people, we look for passion as this thing. It could be an activity. It could be, you know, whatever it is. Like, man, I want to find something I'm passionate about. But for me, I dropped that, and I'm like, man, I'm putting too much pressure on myself to find this passion that I'm like, man, I want to dive into golf, or I want to dive into this. And it always led back to, it was more of a state of being. It's like, I'm passionate about the feeling I get when I do certain things. Like, that to me is passion. It's not the thing. And as soon as I released that and gave myself permission to go, you know what? I don't have to place the pressure on myself to go find the things I'm passionate about. Discover the things that give me this state of being, this feeling, that leave me passionate, and I can find those things to do in my business now. Yeah, and that popped up for you too.
Yeah. And then I had a sort of a secondary realization today. We were talking through marketing, and one of the things that I tell people all the time with marketing, you talked about it today too, Trevor, was what you're selling is not your product. It's how it changes someone. It's their transformation or their eventual state is what you're selling. And so we've got to think about that with ourselves. You know, the passion is not the thing. The passion is the state, or the passion is the transformation. That's really what we're seeking, is to be in a state of whatever state we're seeking. I guess most of us are probably seeking happiness and fulfillment. The passion is a vehicle to get us to that state. But the state is what we're after. And so whatever, there's lots of different vehicles that can get us there. And I think that's really empowering, because then we're not looking for a specific vehicle, but we're looking, we're more focused on the state of where we want to be.
Dude, so I'm pumped you came out here.
First time in Roseburg. It's been awesome.
I know we're working on some things together, and you're in my mastermind. So what are your biggest takeaways so far from Carrot Camp?
Oh, so there's been some phenomenal things. It's interesting because I'm not an active real estate investor, but I learned a lot about real estate investment. But I think those are things that are going to make me a better marketer. And that's part of the reason I come to these types of things. And so tons of great real estate thoughts and advice and takeaways. I came away with some really interesting things strategy-wise that I want to implement on the Facebook side. One of the things I'm always thinking about with clients is, what are some additional data sources? What are some ways we can get more data and more lists? And so came away with some good thoughts there. I love being outdoors, so being up in the mountains. Or hills, I don't know what you call them. They're mountains. I'm from Salt Lake City, so but they're mountains. Mountain biking was a blast, and then I got out on a couple of trails just in the early morning and saw the sunrise, and it was beautiful.
You and Brandy, that's a good segue. You and Brandy saw the sunrise together.
Yes.
Romantic moment.
That sounds more romantic than it was. It was very platonic.
So introducing Brandy.
Hey, this is Brandy Pollock from the Miami Fort Lauderdale market. And Kylie and I, yesterday before our workout session, we decided let's jog over and then let's jog back. And that was great. And then yesterday's mountain bike riding was completely exhilarating.
You whooped our butts, man.
Had a great time mountain bike riding. It was a lot. It definitely wasn't the beginner ride that that was being advertised.
I undersold that one. Sorry.
Yeah, and then today's trails. The trails were incredible. I mean, just to be able to get into nature and to get that connection was just icing on the cake to an incredible 2 days of meeting great investors, getting incredible information, and, you know, getting aha moments.
I love it. And you closed your first carrot deal just recently.
Closed our first carrot deal. We got a deal on Thursday. We sold it on Friday. That was definitely an incredible way to come into the headquarters.
So, I love it.
And expecting more, bigger, and better things from the affiliation we have with you guys.
I can't remember. Have you rang the victory bell yet?
I rang the victory bell, and that's what got the guy to come outside and give us the introduction of what he was doing, the old voice of the Ducks.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Memphis boys, get up here. Both of you guys, Jameson and Mike.
Yes. Mike Stansbury, Memphis, Tennessee. We're wholesalers, rehabbers. We have a local coaching program. We have a lot of fun in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And so, we were excited to be here, and it was great. I think that, you know, you always come to these things. I always seek out at least a couple masterminds a year, and you're always you want to optimize the business. But what's really great, what happens is you get to know other people in other markets, and you get other people rooting for you, and you get to root for other people. And I just know that these are the beginning of some really cool relationships that are gonna we're all gonna help each other kind of going forward. So thank you to you and your team. You guys did an excellent job.
No, likewise. I mean, you guys made the event. We just got to kind of facilitate it and add a bunch of orange flair everywhere. What about you, Jameson?
Yeah, no, I'm Jameson Hendricks, Michael's partner in Memphis, Memphis Rupper. It's just been fun, just getting together with a group of super successful real estate investors, but awesome people. So I mean, there's awesome, like, real estate business nuggets I can take away from this week. And there's also a lot of lifestyle and life things that I've I'm gonna go back and implement from this too. So
yeah, he's 8 months into a marriage.
And, yeah. So he's so lots of life things that I need to work through right now. So
yeah, we all do.
She's pregnant, so lots of life changes coming. So yeah, no, it's been good, man. It's been awesome.
I love it. And you guys are closing lots of deals already. So you didn't come here to get started or anything. You came here to kind of level up.
Right, we did, and just to really get everything optimized, and we're at this point now where to level up is just a math problem, and also just to find out, you know, what are others doing to be successful in other markets. How can we implement those things here in Memphis as efficiently as possible? Mm-hmm. And so we had those moments where we had these, hey, we need to do this, but we haven't taken any action on it, and then we heard somebody's story about how they did this, and this was the result, and we're like, okay, we're implementing this when we get back, the moment we get back. And so the breaking of those floodgates is one of the great things about this mastermind, and one of the big takeaways that we're going to have.
Sweet. I love it, guys.
Yeah. Awesome.
Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man.
Yeah, Tim Ittenbach from Ittenbach Capital, Midwest. Our primary focus is institutional flips, fix and flips. We do a little bit of everything. And we came out to Carrot Camp, you know, when you're running a business, you can get tunnel vision. You know, you're so in it the day-to-day, you're solving problems, you're running your business, and you kind of just get tunnel vision. And so I forced myself to get out and re-energize. So today, you know, my dad gave me this thing a long time ago, and he said, the journey is the reward. Mm. There is no destination. So if you're not enjoying the process, you know, get out, you know, get a new perspective. And so coming here was a great opportunity. You seek to be in environments where you're not the smartest person in the room. You know, this was a very humbling experience. There's a lot of sharp players in this room.
There are. Yeah.
And I found it to be very humbling. Mm-hmm. You know, the hardest part about Carrot Camp, if you're considering coming, is getting past day one and not wanting to get back and implement some of the things you learned.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to sit on your hands for 2 days and keep your ears open. And then just head back and re-energize. And to me, you know, we are trying to develop a new division, and that's wholesaling. I mean, we've been so focused on the fix and flip, and I think we've gotten pretty good at it. You know, we know what we're doing, but the players in the room that are just crushing it in their markets and out-of-market wholesaling has really re-energized myself. I think I've already sent off like 30 emails to all the people that support me and say, this is what we're doing when we get back. So they're all just waiting for me to get back and kind of get things started. So thanks for the invitation, it was really a really positive experience for myself.
So what's the biggest thing you guys are executing when you get back?
Well, we're going to grow into two markets.
Okay.
You know, we're going to pick two different markets. I'm going to force myself to not buy them and not flip them. It's going to be wholesaling. And we do a little wholesaling, but it's always been like the opportunity was just perfect to wholesale. And we can't get it into our production schedule, so we're going to let it go. But I'm going to pick two out-of-state markets, and we're going to develop the roles, the accountability, the KPIs, and the resources. And a lot of these guys have been – I was fortunate enough that I shared a lot of that with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping this kind of, you know, is a fraternity of guys that we can kind of stick together mm-hmm. and bounce ideas off in the future to help, you know, carry that forward. And I'd love to come back here in a year, 2-3 years from now and say, you know, we're crushing it in 10 different markets. Not the ones that these guys are in, you know, but we're crushing it wholesaling in 10 different markets. So, yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Dude, appreciate the heck out of you coming out.
Thank you.
Seth and Forrest, you guys are next, man. Pulling you up to the front. Pulling you up to the front.
Not the smartest guy in the room.
He calls that out right out of the gates. Who are you, man? What are you doing?
I'm Seth Carlson from Sacramento, California Family Home Buyers. I do fix and flips and wholesales.
Mm-hmm. So why'd you come here? And what are you leaving Carrot Camp with?
I'm leaving Carrot Camp with a bunch of new friends. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I'm going to take away is that I see a ton of different investors in slightly different moments in their career, but we're all kind of dealing with the same struggle in the big picture of life. And part of building the businesses that we're trying to build has to do with what we want out of life, and that's what I'm going to take away.
There was a lot of that talk, wasn't there? Like that was my favorite part. That's always my favorite part, is how to use the business to fuel the life, to fuel the lifestyle, the passion, all that stuff. Like, I'm pumped about it. I know you brought up that stuff in your presentation when you were talking about your family, and there's different things that you support back home too. So Forrest, why did you come to Carrot Camp, and also what are you leaving Carrot Camp with?
Yeah, so I'm Forrest McGee. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I have a company called CVA Homes LLC, and I just have a passion for helping other people get out of their problems, and I just have this vehicle of real estate that, you know, I enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And so I came here because I wanted to be with the best of the best and, you know, kind of evaluate myself and where I am and how much I need to grow as a, you know, human being and as a professional, and really go back home and take back with me a level of professionalism that, you know, I can totally stand out from everybody else now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you give us the tools and we have to implement it and use it. And so that's what I'm going back with, is energy to use it.
So what's the biggest thing you were challenged on?
Like, building system.
Yeah.
You know, just building my confidence that this is a actual, you know, model that'll work. And, you know, just it does work and it's proven time and time again. And you just got to use it and follow the rules.
Yeah.
And then when you get creative, go make some new rules.
And dude, I'll toss this out too. You were the first one that I got to meet for Carrot Camp. I tossed out last minute thing on my way to church. I sent a message. Hey, I was on my drive there like 20 minutes before church started. If anyone wants to go. And at the end of service, Forrest walks up to me. He's like, hey, I'm Forrest McGee.
Yeah.
And he showed up to service Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. I was eating at the restaurant just around the street here. And I was sitting there listening. I had my AirPods in. I'm sitting there listening to a Trevor talk, right? And a truck talk. That's what it's called, truck talk. And he's like, I'm on the way to church. And I'm like looking at my watch and I'm like, oh, I think I can make it.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I showed up and it was cool. I got a lot from that. That was good. I'm glad I went. Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for inviting us.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we've got a couple more, right? Brad and Ben. Is that it? All right. Come on up here too, Matt. You got one right there, man. We got us all surrounded here. So Ben, we've been working together for a little while, and I know here at Carrot we're really integrating your business. We're running lots of things for you, and you had some really good months and some down months, and we're working through those. So why did you come out to Carrot Camp, and kind of have you walked away with anything that you're going, okay, this could measurably change my business, or this is something we're going to be executing after?
Ben Socek from Lincoln, Nebraska, and yes, I guess the main reason I came out was just to be around successful investors, which I knew would be here, to get to place names and faces together with you guys that I've been on the phone with a lot.
Yeah,
I think certainly getting tools to one of my big goals is extracting myself more from my business, but not losing business because of that. Mm. And I think there's things in place to do to accomplish that going forward.
Yeah. So the guy standing across from you, Brad, he has done exact that thing right there, extracted himself from the business pretty much. So Brad, as you hear Ben say that, kind of what are the things that in brief that he can be doing next to kind of pull out? Because you guys are doing 200, 250 deals this year at Express Home Buyers.
We'll do 250 deals without my involvement. But I got to say, this was the best camp ever because, number one, I didn't have to sleep in a tent. And number two, there's a keg here.
There's a keg.
So rock on.
Keg, carrot cake, the whole thing, man.
No, for Ben to extract himself, the one thing I see a common thread amongst investors who are struggling, that don't have the freedom in their life from real estate investing, it all comes down to people. You got to hire, I said this a lot today, you got to take the time to hire the right people. So everyone in this room, all the investors around the country that are struggling, it's typically you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hires away from having complete freedom. So you just need to focus on that part of the business, is getting really qualified people to do the things that will allow you to step out of your business.
Mm-hmm. So last question for you guys. I want to transition over to Matt. So one thing you mentioned, Ben, was you thought you'd be surrounding yourself with really high caliber people. I think that's probably one thing that every single person in this room had that question mark. You're like, I'm pretty sure there's gonna be high caliber people there, but you didn't know until you showed up. And just being honest, how did your expectation of the caliber of people that you'd be around match up to what reality was? And I want that for feedback. Like, is that what you were looking for? Is it higher? Like, kind of how'd it end up being?
Certainly matched up to my expectations and exceeded my expectations. So it was great to be here.
Mm-hmm. And looking at everyone in this room, I mean, there's a ton. I don't know if you added it. Brad kind of lopsides it a little bit. But there's like a ton of deals in this room, well over 3,000 deals. I don't know, maybe close to 3,500, 4,000 deals. I don't know, collectively between this group. And just doing amazing, amazing things. Mm-hmm. So, Brad, you texted me Saturday morning, the day before you arrived here, and said, like, is there still an opening? I said, for you, there's an opening. Come on out, man. And you found a flight. So why is it that you texted me that day to come out to Carrot Camp? Because there's all kinds of other masterminds. You're part of CG, I think, and some other ones. So why'd you fly completely about as far away as you can go in this country on a day's notice to come out here?
It was a long flight, but it was well worth it. I honestly came out here to further our relationship, to make new relationships. I learned some stuff about SEO. I learned some stuff about Facebook marketing. I love everything about Carrot, its culture. I tell all of my new students, one of the first things you got to do, set up your follow-up system first, but then second, go out and get your Carrot site. So just wanted to support you and all the awesome stuff that you're doing growing this amazing company.
I appreciate you, man. So last but not least, one thing that I love about entrepreneurs and about people is the people who succeed are just tenacious. You know, they follow up, they know what they want, they go get what they want. And we got an email from a guy, and we're going to introduce you to him here in a second. And he said, well, I might not match some of the qualifications, but I want in. I'm going to make it worth your while. I'm going to make it worth everyone's while. And I'm going to add value. And he kept on coming back and kept on coming back and was persistent, but in a good, good way. Like, not bugging persistent, like, this guy is going to get it figured out. He's going to get it figured out. It's only a matter of time. And so we decided last minute, we're like, hey, we would love to have him here. It wasn't, hey, we'll let him in. It was, we would love to have him here because I think he'll just be an amazing individual, a perfect culture match. And if we can surround a person that's kind of newer in their journey with all these amazing people, maybe we can amplify that. And that's part of our mission. So I want to introduce Matt. Why don't you introduce yourself? And I guess, first of all, kind of where you are in your business. You are what we're currently now labeling. We're going to do it every Carrot Camp now. We're going to have one up and comer. I'm pumped to have you here. But introduce yourself. What's your business look like right now? And why are you here at Carrot Camp?
Yeah, so Matt Bristow out of Lodi, California. I recently got in the business about a year ago, and we were doing buying houses at auction, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew there had to be a better way. And I discovered Carrot only months ago and started, you know, going through your guys' program. And it just cut through so much of the barriers for me. Mm. But, you know, it can be kind of like drinking out of a fire hose at times. Yeah. So I was really wanting to come here so that you guys could turn the faucet down for me, break down the fundamentals on what I really need to focus on to be successful. And you guys absolutely did that. I mean, you guys nailed it. It's amazing. You guys probably cut, 6 to 12 months worth of crap out of the way.
Dude, I love it, man. I love it. So I know we're late for dinner, but I appreciate the heck out of you trusting us to come up here and hanging out with this crew. And I'm going to have amazing relationships from this group. Hopefully we get Brandy back here and Dustin to come ride again. And I want Ben to come back. Every single person here, I'd love to come back so we can hang, whether it's business or not. Now you guys have the open door here to Carrot. And I'm so pleased and humbled to have team members like you guys, Levi, Sean, and everyone else that's been helping out with Carrot Camp. And also just humbled to have a client base like you guys. You know, it's like one of those things where I have friends who have businesses that they would never want to hang out with their customers because like they would look down and look the other way if they ever met any of their customers because the way that they run their businesses or way that they have their culture. And I'm like, man, I don't want it to be that way. I want to hang out with my customers. I want to have a beer with my customers. I want to attract people that want the same things. And I think this event is like the epitome of that. Every single person here is quality. And I'm having fun hanging with you guys. So I appreciate you guys. And we'll wrap this episode of the Carrot Cast. We're going to go eat some dinner, finish this event off. If you guys are looking to come to the next Carrot Camp, go to carrotcamp.com. See if there's any spots open for the next one. We'd love to have you. They are very limited. But also go back and listen to other episodes of the Carrot Cast. Go to carrotcast.com. Go to iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. And go check out the archives. Episode 100 is probably the one you might want to start with if you're brand new. I recap some of my favorite episodes of the first 100 episodes of the Carrot Cast, and that'll be a great start. We love you guys. Have an amazing rest of the week. We'll talk soon.